And like the people of Basra, people in southwestern China cannot be sure what happens next. Overnight, they received an official warning. Authorities said there could be a major aftershock to last week's earthquake. NPR's Louisa Lim reports from Chengdu, where millions of people decided they would rather sleep outside.
I was outside in a small neighborhood park, interviewing people who'd been sleeping outdoors since the earthquake. Suddenly, the park filled up with people jostling to commandeer a space to sleep on the ground.
So there's just been an emergency warning issued telling people that there's a large possibility of an aftershock. And immediately after this warning was broadcast, suddenly there was just a huge number of cars heading as far out of the city as possible. And people started running out into the streets with their tents under their arms, their quilts. And now I'm also heading out of the city with everybody else on a motorway. And as you can hear, the cars peeling past, the people lining the streets, everybody is sleeping outside tonight.
This is a traumatized population. No one is willing to take any more chances. One street sleeper, Hawk Wu, describes the mood.
Should be scared, but not as much panic as it is. After the first earthquake, 8.0 grade, after that we feel that 6 or 7 grade of earthquake is nothing. It's just like a shaking.
Slowly, the park settles down. Most people are asleep. Many have umbrellas propped over their heads. Small groups of people chat quietly. There's a real sense of community among strangers. An older architect is reassuring a clearly terrified young woman that Chengdu's buildings are safe. The young woman, 27-year-old Feng Qiong, is hunched forward in a chair, biting her nails nervously.
Sometimes I just can't sleep. I wake up feeling like it's an earthquake, and I don't know whether I'm dreaming or it's really an earthquake. I'm too worried.
It's now 5:30 in the morning, and I'm heading back into the center of town. I can see people are getting up now all along the sides of the roads, and my driver here estimates 90% of Chengdu's population slept outside last night. When you ask them how much longer they're going to continue sleeping outside, no one knows.
Later in the morning, outside a row of military surplus stores, gougers are charging about $60, 5 times the normal price for a tent. Lines of people are queuing at the shops in the hope of getting a cheaper one.
Someone's come to try and buy a tent, and the shop assistants just said, no, there were no tents left. He's trying to push money into her hand. She's not letting him take the tent.
Volunteer Su Ming is trying to buy a helmet for protection in the quake zone. He worries about how much more people can take.
It seems people are at their limit. There have been too many aftershocks, and the media reports of the injured being rescued has added to the psychological pressure.
It's afternoon now. The wind is blowing, rain is forecast, rumors swirl another big one is on its way. Groups of people are heading to a nearby stadium for shelter. Schools here have been shut for the day. Many people have given up on the pretense of leading a normal life. For the traumatized population of this quake-hit zone, the psychological ordeal is not yet over. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Chengdu.